Boop, boop. If everyone could take their seats, we'll be beginning in just a moment, and we'll talk about what's going to happen tonight. So if you could take your seats either in the Gompa or in the overflow area based on the color of your ticket, that'd be very appreciated. And could someone tell everyone outside that we're ready to begin in here, please? Thank you. Okay, we're going to hold off on beginning for another minute or two because people are still registering, so feel free to wiggle around.
Okay, good evening. We're going to get started. And since tonight is a little bit different than the other nights have been, I want to walk you through what's going to happen. You know, if there's any questions, we've got a few minutes here. If there are any questions about the process and what's going to happen, we'll try to get them straightened out here. But first, let me deal with a little bit of business. We have a couple of lost and found items. Wondering if these pair of glasses belong to anybody, or
over on that side near the back,
or this shirt, jacket, sweater. Yes. And there's a pair of sunglasses. Okay. If either of these things belong to you, you know who they belong to. Donna has them. And the sunglasses are out there somewhere. All right. So tonight, there are going to be two aspects to the program. The first aspect is going to be a book signing. And Rinpoche is going to be, he'll be coming into the Gompa, but then immediately leaving out this door and going to sit in the table in the bookstore area to be able to sign copies of this book, Dear Lama Zopa, if you would like to buy it. It's a great book of people's questions and Rinpoche's answers to those questions. If you want to have one for yourself or you want to have one to give as a gift to someone, this is a really unique opportunity to have Rinpoche personally sign something. And it was edited by Venerable Robina Corton. So that's a double Benny. Who is coming here? Thank you. I'll just stand right here. Who is coming here at the very end of August? It's actually Labor Day weekend, but it's August 30th, 31st, and I think I've got the dates not exactly right. 29th, 30th, and 31st. She'll be here, and she's going to be teaching on how karma and emptiness work. And she's going to be teaching on the key to being happy. So, and she's, as people who have seen her know, she's very dynamic and interesting and fun and challenging and really will be a lively way to spend Labor Day weekend. And a great follow-up to Rinpoche's being here. So if you have not yet purchased one of these books and would like to do that, the bookstore is open and available for purchases, cash, check, or credit card. But we're only asking Rinpoche to sign these books. So if you've got other books of Rinpoche's, we'll just ask. But he will sign more than one copy if you've got more than one copy. So the way that is going to work is that Rinpoche is going to – I'm going to get a – everybody else should turn their cell phones off, please, except me. I get to keep mine on because I'm going to get a call when they've left the house and when they're a certain amount of minutes away from the house. In that case, a few people will go out to greet Rinpoche. There will be a formal little procession welcoming Rinpoche in to the Gompa for teachings. And then Rinpoche will probably do some prostrations and then leave this way and go out and sit at the table there that's been set up. Then, at that point, if anyone who would like to have him sign a book, we will ask you to line up in a quiet, orderly way, line up in front of the table, and we're going to start with the people who are sitting outside of the Gompa. So anybody outside of the Gompa, as soon as Rinpoche's finishes prostrations, you could go get in line in front of the table. And then from there, and the ushers are going to help you, we're going to go from the back of the room toward the front of the room. So the people who are in the front of the room, just please stay here because you're going to be the last people to go have the book signed. When you've had your book signed, or while you're, you know, yeah, once you've had your book signed, or if you're still here, we're going to be doing prayers in the Gompa. Excuse me, just a minute. We're going to be saying prayers and also saying 21 praises to Tara, which is a really wonderful thing. I mean, it's not, I believe that it's in this book. 21 praises are in this book. And so there's not quite enough to go all around. Please share. So we will be praying while Rinpoche is out signing other people's books. Any questions about that part of the process? Any questions about that, about how the book signing is going to work? Okay, good. So I wanted to mention something else. At the end, I know for those of you who were here last night, the prayers were coming by sort of fast. And sometimes we knew where we were, and a lot of times we didn't. So I don't know what will happen tonight, but that's part of the practice. Wait. It's got to be better. It's got to be. So, but one thing I do want to mention to you, if you will turn to your prayer book on page 32. Once Rinpoche has finished teaching, he will do, you know, lead us in some dedication prayers. When Rinpoche has finished his prayers, we are then going to do two sets of prayers. The first set of prayers we're going to do is the Long Life Prayer for His Holiness the Dalai Lama, which is at the bottom of page 32, and we will sing it in Tibetan. So if you don't know Tibetan, this is phonetic. So just follow along the best you can. That's how you learn it. That's how your ear becomes acquainted with the sound of Tibetan. After we sing the prayer for His Holiness, we will go farther up to the top of the page, and we will sing the prayer, the Long Life Prayer for Lama Zopa Rinpoche, which is what we were doing last night. We did it three times. We probably will do a different tune tonight. We will do the more official tune. But anyway, again, you know, you don't have to be familiar with this. You can follow along using the phonetic version. And we encourage you to sing loudly. This is sort of like you're really requesting His Holiness to live a long time and to stay and teach. And we're requesting Rinpoche, please, please, please live for a long time and stay and teach. So you can put a lot of enthusiasm into it and sort of belt it out. And it doesn't matter if you can carry a tune, because this is a prayer that we're chanting. It's not a performance, right? So it doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. Just put your enthusiasm into it. I think that those were the announcements that I needed to make. Okay, yeah, there are two schedule changes, just as a reminder. We are having a teaching tomorrow night starting at 7. That was not the original plan, but Rinpoche offered another night, which is incredibly generous. So tomorrow night at 7, we'll have a continuation of these teachings. And then Saturday is going to start at 3 o'clock instead of at 1 o'clock. And if you have children participating Saturday, please come in the sound offering, please come at 2:30, correct? Please come at 2:30. But it's not bad for everybody to be here at 2:30 and kind of be orderly. But anyway, and then we'll have a boxed supper for those of you who ordered. Then the teachings will continue and the refuge and lay precepts will be offered in the evening. And now I'm going to turn this over to Robbie Watkins, our center director, who will tell you a little bit more about Rinpoche.
Thank you. Let's see. Who was here last night? Okay. Who was hearing Lama Zopa for the first time last night? Okay, I think you got a wonderful introduction to Lama Zopa last night. Before we even got in the building, he was deep into a teaching on emptiness outside. That is classic Lama Zopa. Last night there was primarily prayers and ceremonies, and he didn't really get into the announced subject of his teaching, which is the text, Illuminating the Path to Enlightenment by Atisha, one of the great Indian masters who carried the Buddha Dharma to Tibet back in the 800s, I think. The actual text by Atisha is in the back of the book that you have in your bag. And the actual text is quite short. It begins Appendix 1 after page 166. And then the rest of the book is a commentary by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Now, Rinpoche gave us the transmission of the text last night, meaning he recited it in Tibetan. I'm not sure if he recited the entire text. He just began it. So we'll get the rest of the transmission, which means that we here in Raleigh, North Carolina, through the incredible good karma that we've created individually and collectively, are receiving a direct oral transmission that can be traced back without gaps to Atisha himself. The verbal transmission from one teacher to his student to another to Lama Zopa Rinpoche is currently a lineage holder of his teachings. And this is not something that just happens by chance or randomly. It's this is definitely the working of karma. So it's really something that we can rejoice in. And the fact that this happens in our basically in our own backyard, that we don't have to go halfway around the world and climb the Himalayas, it makes it even more amazing. I think people also got a sense of Rinpoche's teaching style last night. Just a couple pointers. If something is important, he says it a minimum of 2 times. If it's very important, he may say it 4 or 5 times in a row, and that's very intentional. Okay? If he's just telling a little story or something, you'll notice he's not repeating himself. When he goes off and talks about all these things that the animals did that this guru in the cave was watching through the mouth of his cave, you may think he's completely wandered off the subject, but if you notice, he came back to exactly where he was before he began that. And if you take notes, that's very helpful, but if you just follow the teachings and you go back and review them, it's like he's teaching from an outline. You know, there is an incredible pattern and structure to the way he teaches that may not initially be obvious. So just be aware of that and listen for the important points because he will make them clear by repeating them. A little bit about the biography of Lama Zopa. I think a lot of people know it, but it's really quite inspiring just to think about it. He was born in Tom in Nepal in 1946. When he was 3 years old, he was recognized as the reincarnation of the Lao Tzu Lama, who was a great meditator who lived in a cave in the quite high in the Himalayas above Tom. Yes, and we have a book in the bookstore for sale entitled The Lao Tzu Lama. Dan, the bookstore man, always on the job. He was recognized at age 3 as the reincarnation of the Lao Tzu Lama, and he went to a monastery when he was 4 years old on the border between Nepal and Tibet, and he stayed there for several years until he went into Tibet. Okay, so he was born in Nepal, and he went into Tibet. He's of Sherpa descent himself, and he was ordained in 1958, which made him 12 years old, and continued his studies in Tibet at one of the monasteries there. When the Chinese occupation of Tibet occurred in 1959, he left for Bhutan, and then he went to a Tibetan refugee camp in India. At that refugee camp, he became a student of Geshe Rabdin, who was one of the great Tibetan masters who brought Tibetan Buddhism to the West and was based in Switzerland for most of his life. Geshe Rabdin is the root lama of many of the one of the root lamas of many of the great masters in the FPMT. And then he met Lama Yeshe, and let's see, there's a picture on the altar of Lama Yeshe, but it's pretty hidden. There's one in the program that's in your bag. He became a student of Lama Yeshe, and in 1967, Lama Yeshe and Lama Zopa Rinpoche went to Nepal. And over the next 10 years, they built Kopan Monastery, which a number of people have visited, which is on a hill outside Kathmandu in the Kathmandu Valley. And a number of people have been to the month-long meditation courses that are held for Westerners, well, for everyone now, but originally for Westerners at Kopan Monastery in the fall. It's a month-long course. The first one was held in 1971. And in 1974, Lama Zopa Rinpoche and Lama Yeshe began to travel to the West at the request of their students. And that was really the beginning of the FPMT, the Foundation for the Preservation of the Mahayana Tradition, which we're a part of. Lama Zopa became the spiritual director of the FPMT in 1984 when Lama Yeshe died. And he has a home in Aptos, California, which is south of Santa Cruz. That's his mailing address. But he basically lives out of a suitcase going from center to center to center to center. There are over 170 centers around the globe now, and every year every center invites him to come, and he can't visit all of them every year. This is the third time he's been to Kadampa Center since it was officially established. And again, as I mentioned, you're just to be here in Raleigh in North Carolina and have an incredibly realized Lama like this who does hold all the lineages of the teachings he gives is just incredible, and it's really something to rejoice in and take advantage of. I wanted to just finish up. How am I doing for time? Okay. Finish up by saying a little bit about generosity. Everything that you see around here, this entire building, everything that's in it, the presence of Geshe Gelug, the presence of Lama Zopa Rinpoche, is a result of generosity of people who have been here in the past. Kadampa Center has no source of income or funding or putting on programs aside from the people who come and get benefit from the teachings that are given here. And we can rejoice and, you know, mentally thank all those people who for getting on close to 20 years now have made Kadampa Center a reality here in Raleigh, North Carolina. We have the opportunity, if we wish to do so and have the ability to do so, to make teachings like this available in the future for hopefully even more people when we, as we continue to grow. Our expenses in putting on just this set of teachings with Lama Zopa Rinpoche is over $16,000, and we'll probably wind up being close to $18,000 to $19,000 by the time we finish. The major expenses include transportation for Lama Zopa Rinpoche and the monks who travel and assist him. We make a generous offering to Lama Zopa on the last day of the teachings. We make offerings to all the Sangha members. We rent the chairs. We provide the food. We do the advertising, all the organization. So if you can help with those expenses, there are donation boxes outside. Cash or checks made out to Kadampa Center are greatly appreciated. And that money will go to create the reality of teachings like this in the future for others. So anything you can do to help is greatly appreciated. If someone would like to make a donation by credit card, you can speak to Donna, okay? And they are tax deductible to the full extent as allowed by the law. Any questions about anything about Lama Zopa or the teachings or logistics of the next few days? Yeah. No, he was a refugee. For the Tibetan monks, the options were not good. You know, I don't know what the explanation for that is. Yeah. Oh, you know, everyone from that part of the world, from all the Tibetan monks, have positive TB tests. So most of them have been treated, but TB is endemic. Particularly was when he was growing up. Yeah. But, yeah, they either had the choice of going over the mountains, as His Holiness did, and a lot of the other lamas were staying in Tibet and dealing with the consequences. No, he left. Yeah, he left in 59. But some of them stayed, and the choices they had were not real good. Yeah. Any other questions? Yeah, Catherine. He first came here in 1993 when Kadampa Center became an official FPMT center and taught in the basement at our old location. And then he came in 2002, and we taught at the we had a rental space. And then this is his third visit here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Just to remind you that the book signing is Dear Lama Zopa, and that's the only book he's signing tonight. If you'd like to have two or three books signed, that's fine. You know, 10 or 12 may be pushing it a little bit. But if you would like to buy a couple extra ones for friends or loved ones, that's perfectly okay. We're not limiting to one book per person. Yeah, we will sell you more than one book if you ask for it. Okay. So we think we'll be here in about 5 minutes. Yeah, so there'll be just a few people who will be leading him in. Everybody else can stay here, but be standing when he comes in. He'll come in, do three prostrations, and then go out, and the book signing will begin. Yeah, and then after the book signing is over, again, he will be led in by some of the sponsors of tonight's teachings, and he will... No, he won't be let in. He'll come in first, followed by the sponsors. He'll come up and get on. I don't know if he may do three prostrations again. I don't know. But he'll get up on the throne. When he's seated on the throne, then we do our three prostrations. I tell her what to say. She tells me what to say. Two mutual marionettes. Prostrations, you don't have to do them. There's no requirement. There's no requirement to do anything here, okay? It's Tibetan Buddhism is very do what you feel comfortable with. But the prostrations, we are not bowing down to Lama Zopa Rinpoche as a human being. We're not bowing down to the statues in the altar. You know, sometimes when we have a teaching here, we have a movie screen or a TV screen up there, and we're not bowing down to the TV screen if we happen to do prostrations that day. It's an acknowledgement of respect for the teachings of the Buddha and the realizations that Lama Zopa manifests. And particularly for these teachings, you know, we're acknowledging that he is the lineage holder of these wonderful teachings that we're going to receive, and that we're getting, it's just a gesture of respect. It's not worshiping or praying to him. It's a gesture of respect. Okay. Anything else, Master? Yeah, Andre.
I just may have missed something. Mm-hmm. The signing would go out this way, or do we go out this
there,
way?
The ushers are going to be leading people out from the back, you know, so the line doesn't get too long. They'll take a couple rows out at a time. If you don't want a books to be signed, you can just stay in here, and we're going to be reciting some prayers, and here's my understanding, 21 Tars and so on. So just wait till somebody gives you the sign. Yeah. Okay.
Please take your seats. Rinpoche is about to arrive. Maybe 5 minutes at the most. If you are standing, if you're not going to be in the Gompa, please be. We're going to stand when Rinpoche arrives, so please be ready to stand and be respectful. Thanks. Merci beaucoup. Request Lama Tsongkhapa. Missing out the lines that's in the square brackets.
Dreaming, yeah, me. jamen gan cheng me song yan song ma lo san ra me sham la so ane me me se we ta chan chan re si dreaming gan cheng ye me song yan song am lo san ra me sham la so ne
So I think the people who have a book and they would like the book to be signed can sit at the back of the room and get their book signed. And people who don't have a book, I think we're going to do some prayers, just do some chanting until the book signing's finished.
He wants, I guess you'd like the mic. Okay, thank you.
Shall we start off to some Chinrezig mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, just to generate motivation, compassion.
Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Om Mani Padme Hum.
Amen.
mani me me om. Om mani me me om. Om mani pe me om. Om mani.
So we'll do some praises to Tara, 21 praises. It's on page 190 in this golden book that you've got, in the golden book, page 190. Okay, so we'll do the one that's in English, yeah? In the Kadampa. From your sublime abode of the Patala, O Tara, born from the green leather thumb, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. So when we do these praises, if you can remember all the projects here at Kadampa Center, and then also Rinpoche's projects, my Maitreya project, all the different projects, the organization, and then, of course, His Holiness Dalai Lama and Tibet. And all these, you can dedicate the Tara praises for all of this, and then for anyone you know who is sick or who needs help.
Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Tara, swifter rowing, eyesight lightning instantaneous, from opening stamens of the Lord of Three Worlds, Timon Lotus. Homage she whose face combines a hundred autumn moons of fullness, blazing with light rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, one lotus, water born in and adorning, giving effort, calm, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown, dandan, goddess, actions, triumph without limb, relied on my congress children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling wind and earth, whom does our direction and space, trembling with the feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worship by the O Lord, Shangra Anim Brahma Maru, honored by the host of spirits, Kavsre Siskandava's Yaksha. Homage with a tray and bass sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fire and blaze. Homage to Riveri Dreadful, destroyer of Marius champion, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at a pot of fingers, adorner with three jewel mudra, night ray masses all excited, all directions wills adorned. Homage, see so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful, offing with Tutada, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to some, all Asgardians assembly, shaking, frowning with a home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon all ornaments most shining, Amitabha in the hand, sending out much light a turn. Homage, she mid wreath and blaze, like unending fire and bite. Right stretch, left and joy surrounds you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foam beads, scowling with the ladder home, the seven levels she does come. Hand me virtuous peace, for she who's filled is peace nirvan. She and thou with woman soul, her destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, frees with human knowledge man, arrangement of the ten letters, homage to re with seed letter, of the shame of syllable, home by first stamping shakes the three, Meru Mandara and Vindhya, homage holding in her hand, the hem of moon of Deva Lake, with twice spoken Tare and Pe, totally dispelling voice, and homage she whom gods and their kings and the kinnaras do one, armored in no joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and come. Homage she is two eyes bright, with radiance of sun and full moon, with twice Hare and Tutar. She dispels every contagion, homage full of liberating, power by the set of three nature, destroys hosts of spirits, yakshas, and raises corpses supreme to re. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations, thus are 21. Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Back to the beginning. Homage Tara, sifter rowing, eyesight lightning instantaneous, from opening stamens of the Lord of Three Worlds, Tearborn Lord. Homage she whose face combines a hundred autumn moons of fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue one lotus, water born in and adorn, and giving effort come austerities, patience meditation hers. Homage crown of Tetan goddess, actions triumph without limit, relied on by Congress children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trembling with the feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth will be. Homage worship by the O Lord, Chakra Adni Brahma Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpse raised as Skandavas Yash. Homage with the Trayambay sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to Re, very dreadful, destroyer of Maria's champion, she with frowning lotus fist, who is sayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart of fingers, who don't know its regional mood. Night ray masses all excited, all directions will adorn her. Homage she so joyous radiant, crown of maiden garlands of mouthful laughing with Tutara, subjugating Mara's Dave. Homage she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking frowning with the home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, moon all ornaments for shining, Amitabha in her hand, all sending up much light a turn. Homage she made wreath and blaze like, a unending fire abiding, rest stretch left and joy surrounds you, trips of animus destroy. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scouting with the ladder home, the seven levels she does conk. Homage and be virtuous peaceful, she is filled as peace nirvana, she endowed with woman soul, her destroyer of the great name. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing false bodies asunder, frees with woman knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters, homage to re with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, home by first standing shakes of three, Meru Mandara and Vindhya, homage holding in her hand, the hem of moon of Deva Lake, wind was spoken Dare Ambe, totally dispelling boys, and homage she and gods and their kings, and the kinnaras do one, armored in no joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and calm. Homage she used to wise bride with radiance of sun and full moon, with twice hare and two tare, she dispelled severe contagion. Power by the set of three natures, destroys hostile spirits, yashas, and raise courses supreme tour. These phrases were the root mantras, and prostrations as a 21. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Taurus if narrowing, eyesight landing instantaneous, from opening statements of the Lord of Three Worlds, deep born Lord. Homage, she is face combined, 100 autumn moons of full is blazing with light rays resplendent, there's 1,000 star collect. Homage, golden blue one lotus, water born in and adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, actions triumph without limit, relied on by Congress children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with tutare, whom desire direction and space, trembling with the feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth will be. Homage worshipped by the O Lord, Shagra Anim Ramamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpse raised to Skandavas Yad. Homage with a tray and basin, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left and right him, blazing in a raging fire. Homage to Reverend Dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champion, she with frowning notice visage, who is sayer of all Anna. Homage at the heart the fingers, adorn her with three jewel mudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions wills adorn. Crown amid in gardens of thy must for laughing wind and artist, subjugating Mara's devas, homage she emote to summon, all blood guardians of Sam, shaking, frowning with a warm sign, saving from every misfortune, homage crown adorned with crest, moon all honor must wash. Sending out my shade eternal, homage she made with the blaze like a unending fire abiding, right stretched left and joy surrounds you, trips of animus destroy. Homage she is stressed the ground with, her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter home, the seven levels she does kong. Homage and be virtuous peaceful, she is filled as peace nirvana, she endowed with woman soul, her destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes bodies asunder, freeze with woman knowledge mantra, arrangement of the tender. Homage to re with the snatter, of the shape of syllable home, by foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara and Bind. Homage holding in her hand the hammer moon of Deva lake form, with twice woken Dare and Be, totally dispelling boys. Homage she and gods and their kings, and the kinnaras do honor, armored in no joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and calm. Homage she is two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with twice Are and Tutar. She dispels severe contagion, homage full of liberate, power by the set of three natures, destroys hosts of spirits, yashas, and raise corpses supreme tour. These phrases with the root mantras, and prostrations are so 21. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Taurus, if the rowing, eyesight landings instantaneous, from opening statements of the Lord of Three Worlds, dim born Lord. Homage, she is face combines, 100 autumn moons of fall, blazing with light rays resplendent, there's 1,000 star collection. Homage, golden blue one lotus, water born in underdawn, and giving effort, come austerities, patience, meditation, hearts. Homage crown on Tathagatas, actions triumph without limit, relied on my Congress children, having reached every mafesh. Homage fading wind and dare, whom desire direction and space, trembling with the feet the seven, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the O Lord, Shara Adni Brahma Mar, honored by the host of spirits, corpse raised as Gandhava's yakshas, homage with a tray and basins, destroying false magic diet. Hothim resting Nepta Raidim, blazing in a raging fire blaze, homage to Re very dreadful, destroyer of Marius Champ. She with frowning notice visage, who is stayer of all enemies, homage at the heart of thing. Heard on her with Vijul Mudra, light ray masses all excited, all the Russians wills adorn. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown her mid in gardens of light, mirthful, laughing wind and night, subjugating Maras Devas. Homage, she and Mutu Sama, all Athkari and Sasam, shaking, frowning with the Hum sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown her dawn with crescent, moon all on her must shine. Amit's harbor in her hand, or sending out much light atone. She made wreath and blaze eye, chaos unending, far abiding. Rest, strength, and joy surrounds you. Trips of enemies destroy. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her fin beads. Scouting with the leather horn, the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, and be virtuous, peaceful. She who's filled is peace, nirvana. She endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil, homage with joy tearing force bodies asunder, freeze with om and knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters, homage to re with sila, of the shame of selamohom, bifur stamming shakes in three worlds, murder mandara and wind, homage holding in her hand, the hema moon of deva lake, widow I spoken Dare Ampe, totally dispelling poison. Homage she and gods and their kings, and the kin not as to one. Amid in no joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage she is two eyes bright with radiance of sun and form. Widow I sare and to tare, she dispels civic contage. Homage full of liberating, power by the set of three nature. Destroys her so spirits yakshas, and raise corpses supreme tour. These praises were the root mantras, and prostrations asa 21. Oh, my prostrate to the no more transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara swift heroic, eyes and landing instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of three worlds, Timborn Lotus. Homage, she whose face combines a hundred autumn moons of four, blazing with light rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden blue one lotus, water born in and adored, giving effort, come austerity, patience, meditation, nurse. Homage, crown of Tadda Goddess, actions triumph without limit, relied on my Congress children, having reached a rainbow fetch. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom the adoration and space, trembling with the fiend, the seven worlds, able to draw forth will be. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shagra Adni Brahma Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpse races, Gandhavas, Yashas. Homage, with a tray and basin, destroying force, magic dire. Havim resting left out right in, blazing in a raging fire blaze. Homage to Re very dreadful, destroyer of Mari's champion. She with founding notice visage, who is sayer of all and a homage at her heart of fingers, adorned her with Vijul Mudra. Light ray masses all excited, all the Russians will adore. Homage, she's a joyous radiant, ground of meeting gardens of light, mouthful loving wind and daughter, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she and Buddha Sama, all the guardians of Sam, shaking, frowning by the home sign, saving from every famous fortune. Homage, crown of dome with crescent, moon autonomous must shine. Amit's harbor in her hand, or sending a much light eternal. Homage, she made wreath ablazing, yea, unending far and by. Resident of mentor surrounds you, drips of venom is destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her fin beads. Scanning with the letter home, the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, shall be virtuous, peaceful. She is filled is peace, nirvana. She in now with om and soa, destroyer of the great eve. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing force bodies asunder. Freeze with om and knowledge mantra, arrangement of the tender. Homage, to re with the... By Pastami Shesha Sri was Maramandara and Vindya, homage holding in a hand, Hemamuna Deva Lake for which was spoken that I am totally the spanning boys. Homage she and kings and their kings and the kinadas to one, armored in no joyful splendor, she dispersed by dreams and calm. Homage she is two eyes bright with radiance, the sun and full moon, with white starting and undaughter, she dispersed civic and age. Homage for the liberating, bound by the set of three natures, destroy souls of spirits, yashas, and risk causes to bring to these places with the root mantras and prostrations of Saw 21.
Can you keep up? You want faster?
Oh, my prostrate to the no more transcendent liberator, homage, terrors of the rowing, as unending instantaneous, run from omnis demons of Lotus 3 was Timon Lotus, homage, she is face combines, 100 order moves of four, blazing with light rays suspended, thus a thousand star collection, homage, golden blue one notice, water born in underdawn, and giving effort come austere, patience, meditation, a sphere, homage, crown and then goddess, sessions triumph without limit, red eyed among longest children, having reached every perfection, homage filling with tutare, home desideration and space, trembling with the feet the seven, able to draw forth all beings, homage worshipped by the all-lord, Sharahadni Brahma, honored by the host of spirits, corpses as Gandhava's yashas, homage with a tray and basin, destroying force magitai, having resting left out riding, blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to a very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champ, she with frowning notice visage, who is sayer of all enemies, homage and of adorn her with ritual mudra, light rain masses all excited, adorations wills adore. Homage, she's a joyous radiant, grounded made in gardens of life, mouthful laughing with tutara, subjugating Mara's Dave. Homage, she able to summon all of guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with a home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with chrism, moon on ornaments were shining, amend armor in a henna, sending out my shite eternal. Homage, she made wreath ablazing, gay unending, far abiding, rush and up and joy surrounds you, drips of venom is destroyed. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scouting with the letter home, the seven levels she does conquer. Homage and be virtuous peaceful, she is filled is peace nirvana, she and thou is woman soul, destroyer of the great eve. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing force but is asunder, freeze with woman knowledge mantra, arrangement of the tenet. Homage to her with seed letter of the Shiva syllable, home by Pastami, she said three worlds, Maramandara and Vind. Homage holding in the hand, Hemamuna Deva Deva, with voice spoken that I am made, the leader's burning voice. Homage she and gods and their kings, and the kinadas to honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels by dreams and calm. Homage she is two eyes bright, with radiance of sun and full moon, with voice sorry and undaughter, she dispels of vacant age. Homage for the liberating, bound by the set of three natures, destroy souls of spirits, yashas, and risk corpses supreme tour. These places with the root mantras and prostrations, thus are 21. Oh, my prostrate to the no more transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara Sifter rowing, eyes unending instantaneous, from omnis demons of the Lord of Three was Timbono. Homage, she is face combines, 100 autumn moons of fullness, blazing with nine rays to spend, as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden blue one notice, water born in underdawn, giving effort come austerities, patience, meditation, a sphere, homage, crown and tatakata, session triumph without limb, relied on my congress children, having reached every perfection. Homage fitting wind and dare, Honda's adoration and space, trembling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth will be. Homage worshipped by the all-lord, Shankarani Brahma Madhu, honored by the host of spirits, cause raises Gandhava's yashas. Homage with a tray and basin, destroying false magic diagrams, of the pressing left or right, blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to a very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champion, she with frowning notice fist. Who is seer of all enemies? Homage and a heart of fingers, adorner with ritual mudra, light ray masses or exile. Adorations wills adorn her. Homage is a joyous radiant ground amid in garlands of light, mouthful laughing wind and dark, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking frowning with her home sign, severing from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, moon or anonymous one shining, amid number in a hand, or sending out much light at her. Homage she made wreath of blazing, gay unending far abiding, rise to lift and joy surrounds you, trips of animus destroy. Homage she who strikes the ground with, half arm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter home, the seven level she does kong. Homage and be virtuous peaceful, she who's filled his peace nirvana, she endowed with almost soul, destroyer of the great eve. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing for his bodies asunder, freeze with human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the tenet. Homage jury with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, home by first stemming shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vin. Homage holding in a hand the Hema Muna Deva Lake form, with voice spoken Dariambe, totally the spanning voice. Homage she who gods and their kings and the kinadas to honor, armored in no joyful splendor. Homage she with eyes bright with radiance the sun and formal, with voice starting and dendare, she discusses the contagion. Homage for the liberating, bowed by the set of three natures, destroys us the spirits yash. And raise courses to mean today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations are so 21. So I think this is the last one for 7, yeah? Anyone counting?
No.
Nobody's counting? You're all still there, yeah? Taking all your time just keeping up. No time to count. All right, well, I think this is the last one, the 7. Not that we have to do 7, but why not?
Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Taurus, if the rowing, Iceland, landing, instant drum from omnings, demons of the Lord of Three was Timbal Notice. Homage, she is fist combined, 100 ordered moons of four. Blazing with light rays suspended, thus a thousand star collection. Homage, golden blue unnoticed, waterborne and under door. Giving effort, come austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown and unknown goddess, sessions triumph without limb. Relight among hungry children, having reached every perfection. Homage, fitting with the tardy, home desire, direction and space. Trembling with her feet, the seven worlds, able to draw forth will be. Homage worshipped by the Olo, Shagradni Brahma Madhu, Wana by the host of spirits, Kosris Iskandavas Yaksh. Homage with a tray and pay sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, surfy pressing left or right, in blazing in a raging fire. Homage to Re very dreadful, destroyer of Mario's champion, she with frowning notice visage, who is sayer of all enemies. Homage to the heart of fingers, adorner with sigil mudra, light ray masses all excited, adorations wills adorn. Homage is a joyous radiant, crown of meeting garlands of light, mouthful laughing wind and artist, subjugating Mara's day. Homage she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, moon all anonymous was shining, Amitabha in a hair knot, sending out much light a turn. Homage she made wreath of blazing, kay unending far abiding, rise to death that joy surrounds you, trips of venom is destroy. Homage she who strikes the ground with, hope arm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter home, the seven level she does kong. Homage and be virtuous peaceful, she who's filled his peace nirvana, she endowed with woman soul, destroyer of the great eve. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing for sport is asunder, freeze with human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the tenet. Homage to Re with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, home by first stemming shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vin. Homage holding in a hand the Hema Muna Deva Lake form, with twice spoken Dariam, totally the spanning poison. Homage to young gods and their kings and the kinadas to honor, armored in no joyful span. She dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage she used to eyes bright with radiance of sun and foam. With twice Hare and two Tare, she dispels the contage. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures. Destroys hosts of spirits yaksh and raise corpses to bring tour. This is with the root mantras and prostrations, Asa 21. Then the benefit prayer. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn, upon waking, and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus, endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. So if you go... Oh. Yeah, okay. If you turn back... Oh, there it is. Under where it says Green Tara's mantra. So if you don't know the mantra, it's there. Om Dare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So And there's a small dedication prayer.
pledge you to this merit, may I soon attain the enlightened state of Aryatara, that I may be able to liberate all sentient beings from their sufferings. So now for the heavy stuff. Or recite the foundation of all good qualities, Namasankappas, at the back, the foundation of all good qualities. So when we recite this and reflect on it, then the last verse is, the last line is repeated twice. Did you get that? When we recite this, we recite it slowly and reflect on it, then the last line is repeated twice in the form of a request. The foundation of all good qualities is the kind and perfect pure Guru. Correct devotion to him is the root of the path. By clearly seeing this and applying great effort, please bless me to rely upon him with great respect. Please bless me to rely upon him with great respect. Understanding that the precious freedom of this rebirth is found only once, is greatly meaningful, and is difficult to find again. Please bless me to generate the thought that unceasingly, day and night, takes its essence. Please bless me to generate the mind that unceasingly, day and night, takes its essence. This life is as impermanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly it decays and death comes. After death, just like a shadow follows the body, the results of black and white karma follow. Finding firm and definite conviction in this, please bless me always to be careful to abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all virtuous deeds. Please bless me always to be careful to abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all virtuous deeds. Seeking samsaric pleasures is the door to all suffering. They are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Recognizing these shortcomings, please bless me to generate the strong wish for bliss of liberation. Please bless me to generate the strong wish for the bliss of liberation. So when you read these prayers, it's not where you're going to, it's what you're reading at that moment. So it's a